AWR Talk Network is not just another talk radio network. We are the champion for important causes and issues like financial literacy. That is why so many people listen to the Lionel Shipman Shape Your Finances show. Lionel is a seasoned veteran in the finance industry, but more importantly, Lionel cares about people. He shares his vast knowledge of the finance world in a personal way that goes beyond dollars and cents, with advice that makes sense. So let Lionel help you get your finances in order or avoid costly errors in judgment that may be devastating to you and your family. Listen to the Lionel Shipman Shape Your Finances show every Tuesday exclusively on the CWR Talk Network at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central.
And hello and welcome to the Lionel Shipman Shape Your Finances show here on the CWR Talk Network. And I am your host, Lionel Shipman. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. And thank you to all of my regular listeners for tuning in week after week, month after month. And I want to give a big shout out and big huge thank you for all of my new listeners. Thank you so much for joining in tonight. And most importantly, I want to thank God for another day to make a positive difference in the lives of other people. Now, for all of my new listeners, my radio show is a financial and life empowerment show focusing in on improving your financial outlook. But it doesn't stop there. I'm here to give you some life lessons. That means educating you in the other important areas of life, mind, body, and spirit, to help you live life to the fullest. So in a nutshell, I'm here to help you. Now, we have another great show tonight. We have been in this series I call Women and Finances series, and it's been going on since January. And I have to say, I have thoroughly enjoyed these episodes. We've had some fantastic guests speaking from the perspective of women, not only in finance, but in the various different backgrounds of all of our guests that's been here on the show, talking about their challenges, talking about their struggles, talking about their achievements, talking about their successes. So we've had a very good time, and we still have a few more shows to go. As I mentioned in a previous show, it looks like we will be going through the month of August, possibly, with doing these shows. So I'm so glad this I've been great, been receiving a lot of good feedback, and I'm so grateful for the guests that we've had here on the show. And I'm telling you, it is getting better and better. I have a great list of guests that are going to be coming up next month and the next month after that. So make sure you tune in weekly to the show. And if you haven't followed me, or if you haven't connected with me on social media, I would encourage you to do so, because you can definitely stay up to date of what's going on here with the radio show, but also with things that are going on in my life and with my business. My website is www.shipmanconsulting.com, and you can catch me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. So please connect with me, and I will make sure that I connect back with you, and so you can stay up to date with me. If you didn't know, my show can be heard also on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. So after you have heard this show and you want to go back and listen to any of the past shows, you are able to do that. I've created a gallery there on my website with all of the past guests that I've had here on the show, as well as some of this, what I call solo shows. And I've created a special gallery for this particular series, the Women in Finances series. So definitely get to my website. You can look over all the shows that we've done here. Well, this is the 11th episode of this particular series. So I have a new guest, and we're going to go right into it without any delay. Well, first of all, let me get a number out for those that if you had a question or comment, or you just wanted to call in and listen to the show. The number is 917-889-8078. Again, The number is 917-889-8078. Well, my guest tonight is a woman, mother, and divorcee who grew from broken to bold with a desire to establish a safe haven for women to develop personal growth and substance through self-awareness, solitude, healthy mind, and bona fide girl power. Being the oldest of eight, growing up with drug-addicted parents, as a young girl with thoughts of being a psychologist, due to her childhood circumstances, Janelle knew firsthand the struggles of a broken child, woman, and mother. Janelle got to a point of having to recognize and face her truth, her voids, and grew to understand what she needed and where she was responsible in her life for her healing and peace. She took the weighted journey, learning the keys to genuine fulfillment, how to own it and maintain it. She became a certified personal coach. Also, she's the owner of Solidified Visions, LLC, doing business as Heart to Heart Coalition, a life and development coaching consultant and community outreach with a passion for community, the everyday young adult woman, and a single mother. The mission of it is to partner with those ready to remove blocks, fill voids, achieve balance, peace, and power through thought-provoking, practical purpose work. I can read more, but I want to go right into our discussion and have a good, warm welcome for Ms. Janelle Ford. How you doing, Janelle?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm
Y'all
doing
just made me cry reading that.
Oh, yes.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, more than gracious that you were able to be here tonight. Well, I'm going to go right into it. As I always do with all my guests that come here on the show, I love to hear stories, especially money stories, of my different guests. So would you be so kind and share your money story of how you grew up or your money story growing up?
Well, there's really not much to my money story growing up, but I will say I was raised by my grandmother, and my money story growing up was my grandmother telling me to take $20 out of each one of my paychecks and buy myself something. That was one tip that she gave me when it came to money. I watched my grandmother work under the table for years in my elementary school age years. She cooked and cleaned the homes of healthy white families, you know, and they would be out of state for the season. And, you know, when they were coming back to Florida, you know, she had keys to their home. I would go with her to their beach home, and she would tidy up and prepare meals that, you know, when they came in the next day or two, that they would just be able to, you know, throw it in the oven and have, you know, something prepared already for them to eat. We were blessed with a 2-bedroom home. Eventually, the garage was turned into a family room. And I basically learned from my grandmother improvising with the money that she had. My grandmother was a rummage sale, estate sale, thrift store shopper. And that was a part of our life. And I could tell at a young age that, you know, her money wasn't big or long, but I also, you know, was able to learn from her how to make it work. So that's my money story when it comes to growing up.
Absolutely. You know what, though? I love the conservative side of your grandmother, being mm-hmm. able to make money work and to provide.
Right.
I look at how, you know, sometimes we get so wrapped up into things, but then we lose sight a lot of times when we get wrapped up into things. And
Yeah.
So I just thank you so much for sharing your story there. And God bless your grandmother.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Now, tell us about your business. But before I talk about your business, tell me what or who influenced you to start your business. Then go in and tell me about the business, if you don't mind.
Well, honestly, and I've had, you know, people that are close to me, close friends, and even some family members. I've kind of always been like a life coach. I was always that go-to person, you know, that everybody called and, you know, poured out or asked questions or needed my advice or whatever the case may be. So that is where me, you know, deciding to make a profession out of it came from. Solidify visions for me, you know, when I look up the word solidify, make or become hard or solid, envision the ability to think about or plan the future with an imagination or wisdom. So it means to me that, you know, I finally got to a space where I could see my light, my vision, and see a future for myself, and just seeing myself in a better light. So that's where the name for my LLC was established, Solidified Vision. Mentally and emotionally, my capacity was expanding. And I had been on a journey of self for so long that I started to become stronger and more solid and just started building substance as a person overall. So I always, you know, wanted, I always was able to connect with people. And, you know, that's just, I can meet somebody in a grocery store and I can sit and talk to them for 15, 30 minutes like I've always known them, and they would always end up, you know, pouring a portion of their life, you know, out to me, and I was always able to send them off with some type of inspiration or wisdom. And as far as heart-to-heart coalition, you know, I just believe that once I realized that not everyone was a single mother with the same struggles as me, but realizing all the women that I were coming into contact with and everybody having their own story and their own journey, you know, I wanted to create a safe haven where women could stand in their truth with no shame and no judgment and be able to hold hands together and come together and, you know, self-study, self-awareness, and, you know, heal at the same time while serving the community.
Okay. So did you have a mentor and along this journey?
Well, I would say my close friends and family, always.
Okay.
I would say always, not a specific person, but definitely I would say the people closest to me, always, you know, I feel like was a mentor to me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's good to have a tribe of people around you, so that's all.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
I feel like we all need that source that we can go to. A lot of times when we think we're on point or we think that our point is the point, you know, that's not always the case. And I think a mentor is, you know, is a balance and a person that can add insight where, you know, where you couldn't and, you know, an outlet as well. So definitely.
Yeah. And people that can check you when you need to be checked every now and then.
Exactly. Yes. We all need that.
Oh yeah. It keeps you level. Keep you balanced, and it allows you to grow and develop as a person, as a professional, to have a tribe of people around you within your circle. Now we're going to take a quick break. This is a good moment to take a quick break, and we're going to continue our discussion. I want to get down into some of the, I call it the meat of some of the challenges, some of the struggles that you've had along the way, and how you actually overcame those, and how you actually overcome challenges just in general. So we're going to take a quick break. So please stay tuned. We will be right back with our guest, Ms. Janelle Ford. Here on the Shape Your Finances show with Lionel Shipman. So just one moment.
You're listening to the Lionel Shipman Shape Your Finances Show with host Lionel Shipman on the CWR Talk Network.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People been saying to your friend, get a different face, and posting on their feed, they're super ugly. The things they say to them online are cruel and they're not true. So tell your friend, I'll stand up for you. Don't worry, I know what to do.
Know someone being bullied online? You can be a witness and make a difference by letting the world know it isn't cool and by letting your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Lionel Shipman Shape Your Finances Show with your host, Lionel Shipman, on the CWR Talk Network.
Well, we're back with the 11th episode of the Women in Finances series here on the Shape Your Finances Show. And tonight, my guest is Ms. Janelle Ford. And we've just, I guess, covered the first portion of our conversation tonight. And now we'll kind of shift gears a little bit and move into what I call the meat and potatoes of this series. Janelle, share with us, being where you are now, and we always look at the things that we went through and faced got us to where we are right now. Will you share with us some of the challenges or either some of the struggles that you have had, be it personally or be it professionally, to get to where you are right now?
Well, I would say as far as challenges for me, oh, my gosh, there were so many, Mr. Shipman. But standing in my truth and staying there. And that can be good or bad.
Okay.
If it's for my good truth, if others don't see or get it, I had to make a choice to still stand firm and not question myself or doubt myself in my truth. You know, be it, you know, just who I feel that I am, be it any goals or dreams or business and, you know, adventures that I'm pursuing, but just standing in my truth and not wavering based on outside of me.
Gotcha.
As far as my bad, if you don't deal with your bad truth, you'll easily find ways to make excuses for them and make justification. And that's something that I also had to realize. So we can make justifications all the time or make excuses or give ourselves reasons to try and overshadow things that we really actually need to stand still and deal with. So that is one of that's how I would kind of sum up some of my challenges in procrastination, avoiding what I needed to deal with. And I did it for a very long time, you know, whether it was emotionally, mentally, just everyday life, responsibilities, to-do lists, you know, all of the above. And, I mean, I know my reasoning why, but, you know, that's another day. You know, it's just too much for me to put on your show right now. But
right.
in order for me to, you know, I feel like you have to get tired of yourself. And so what I did was I had to make a vow, you know, to in every day, just in that moment, make a vow to myself to do different and and do better than I did the day before.
Yeah.
So that's a part of, you know, how I sum up my challenges and my struggles without giving you a whole book of Janelle.
Gotcha. Well, you know, just hearing you talk, I guess an analogy came to my mind is looking at ourselves in the mirror, you know, or looking at a recent picture of ourselves. As bad as we want to say that, oh, take the picture again. Well, the camera actually took what was there, and the mirror is reflecting what is there. Good or bad, and you know that if it's bad, you know, own it, and you can always have you always have an opportunity to change it. If it's good, make it even better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that you made me. I love taking notes as I hear my guests talking. But that analogy came to mind as you were talking about looking at ourselves in the mirror to find out the truth. Mm-hmm. Of whether it's good or bad, stand on the truth, stand in your truth, and if you need to make changes, make changes. And if you need to make yourself better, make yourself better. But I agree with you totally. Don't try to justify any bad truth that is about us in our lives. So, yeah. Tell us, how do you overcome these, I guess, some of these challenges or struggle? Did you have like some type of methodology that you use, or is it dependent upon the situation itself? How do you do that? How do you work with people in doing that?
How do I work with people, or how did I overcome myself for myself?
How did you overcome for yourself first?
Okay. Well, one thing for me, I believe that music is medicine, and I live by that. That I just have a even when I was making excuses for myself or justifying things, I still had some type of a ritual, I guess you would say, that I always had a playlist of songs that I would play to, you know, keep me lifted some way, somehow, even if it was a little bit. And each one of those songs has some type of meaning behind it. Lyrics mean everything to me. And one thing I did realize early on was what I was feeding myself. But also, it takes years for a lot of things to come into play. Sometimes you have to feed yourself something for years in order to actually start applying it. So that's one thing that kind of helped me stay afloat, I guess I can say a little bit. Acceptance, you know, what was, what is, what's gone. Acceptance to me, I realize, is a form of peace. Because if you don't accept it, it'll kill you. So for me, that was another thing that I, you know, if it's out of my control, I have to let it go. And I, back then, you know, I didn't realize that. But over time, you know, I learned how to accept things for what they were, because it's just like you're having a silent temper tantrum because, you know, you can't have your way, or something ain't falling into place how you, you know, planned or expected it to. And I realized that life is a journey. And, you know, living life is just like being in a storm. You know, I remember saying something years ago, you know, about life being, it's like a storm that you can't, there are no shortcuts. You can't go over the storm. You can't go under the storm. You can't go around the storm. You have to go through the storm. And I realized that through the storm, that's where my lessons were. You know, that's where my peace and my substance was attached to my struggles and my triumph. So, you know, that those are the key things that have stuck with me over time, you know. And, you know, I'm just floating. I'm just going with the flow, you know. I pray for discernment, and, you know, I want to be able to know when to go against the grain and when to go with the flow. So, gotcha. You know, those good. Few things is what, you know, helps me with my everyday.
Oh, good. Thank you. Now, what advice could you give to all of the women that are listening in tonight, be it professionally or personally? What are some takeaways that you can share with us tonight?
Well, being that I am, you know how they would say a baby in Christ, being that I am a baby in entrepreneurship,
uh-huh.
You know, I'm learning. And it is a lot to learn, you know, just, you know, even from branding and marketing. So, you know, I'm still a baby, and I'm, you know, I'm learning and I'm growing every day. But professionally, I would say, you know, everyone, you know, I see a lot of it, you know, of course, because I'm active on social media, and I know a lot of mindsets, you know, for a lot of people is chasing the bag and stacking the money and all that. And that's, you know, that's all great. But I would say to also, you know, professionally, whatever it is that you're building, to let there be passion in it. You know, if it's, you know, sometimes we sit and we try to think of things to, let me see what I can, you know, what kind of business I can start. You know, it's a lot of people doing it, and there's nothing wrong with it. But, you know, let there be passion in it. And I think that if there's passion in it, then you'll never lose your drive, you know, because I'm understanding that there's levels to building a business as well, and it's not an overnight thing. It's not what you see on social media, you know, with the big and the bowl. So let there be passion in it for when those days come that, you know, it's weighing down on you heavy and you want to just throw in the towel and say forget it. So that's how I feel professionally. Personally, you shouldn't have to lose yourself to anything.
Okay.
That's just a motto, you know, that I believe in. If it requires you losing yourself, then it's not right and it's not healthy. So get rid of it.
Shake yourself and say, don't do it. Don't lose yourself. Don't lose yourself. And that, no truer words, I mean, especially in this day and time. Especially social media, because it has such an influence upon our lives that you could actually lose yourself in a facade of what people or what you want people to see or what people want you to go. But you have to be true to yourself and be the person that you are. And I can't agree. Yeah, and I can't agree anymore with you regarding having passion. You got to have passion in what you are doing, because it's going to be reflected. I tell people, if you're not excited about what you're doing and what you're providing, how are you going to influence someone else to be excited about it?
Right.
Yeah.
And if you're not passionate about it, it will show itself, you know, eventually.
Yeah.
It will show itself. And you want to be passionate about it because you want others to feel that. You want to make that connection. You want, you know, it all to be effective, you know, just overall.
Right.
So you
absolutely.
Definitely, you know, you definitely want to have passion in it. Even if you come up with a, you know, a idea for income, and it isn't, you know, something that you that was just naturally in you, I feel like you still can find something in it. You know, even if it's serving people, if you like serving people, or at the end of something you like for people to smile, then you know, look at, you know, find a way look at it as far as, you know, enjoying what you're doing and you know, being effective with it. So I definitely think that you can find passion in something.
Absolutely. I agree. Now tell me, is there anything new on the horizon for you and your company? Do you have like any workshops or any type of webinars or anything that's going on with you in the next, just say in the next 6 to 12 months? Anything new you would like to share with us?
Well, I'm in the background building, definitely. Heart to Heart Coalition is my coaching, as well as I'm pending a 501c3, which that should be any day now.
Okay.
So they share the same name. We, Lord's willing, we will have a back-to-school event coming up in the next couple of months before the new school year. We did it last year, and it was successful, and it was heartwarming and, you know, felt good to be out there doing, you know, what we were doing. And I do have some courses that will be available soon through coaching. And for the new year coming up, Heart to Heart Coalition, Lord's Willing will be a 501c3, and we're looking at a women's retreat. So right now, you know, we're just in the background building and trying to, you know, learn and, you know, do everything proper and in its place and, you know, trying to be effective and share some love.
Good. Absolutely. Good. Now, if some of the listeners wanted to contact you, would you give us any contact information that we can leave here?
Yes, the website is being revamped right now, so I apologize for that. So that should, before the week is out, the website should be back public and available for everyone, and that is hearttoheart.coach, H-E-A-R-T-D-O, heart, H-E-A-R-T.coach, C-O-A-C-H. And our contact number is 1-860-650-0855. And my email is janelle@hearttoheart.coach. And you can also find me on Facebook, Janelle Keith Ford. And there's also an IG for Janelle Ford and an IG for Heart to Heart Coalition, and you can find me on LinkedIn at Janelle Ford.
Perfect. Okay. Great. Well, Janelle, thank you so much for sharing yourself, giving us snippets of information that we can take away, not only from a woman, I always say this, because men, you can learn as well from some of the same principles, but even though this focus is primarily women and finances, but thank you so much for sharing your nuggets of information and providing some great takeaways for us tonight.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you are more than welcome. Well, that's a wrap, everyone. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the Lionel Shipman Shape Your Finances show. You can catch my show every Tuesday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you've missed any of the past episodes, you can visit my website at www.shipmanconsulting.com. And like I said at the beginning of the show, I've created a gallery of all of the past guests that I've had on the show. I have a special gallery for the Women in Finances series, but you can also hear some of the past shows, the different financial topics and different subject matter that I've spoken on since the inception of the show. So it dates back to September 2017 when we first kicked off the radio show. So I have a great educational learning opportunity to go back and listen to those past episodes. And if you have not connected with me on social media, I would encourage you to do so. You can catch me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn as well. So make sure you connect with me. I'll connect back with you, and you can take part in some of the, read some of the different postings that I do from a financial standpoint to leadership standpoint. And also, if you are in need of a speaker in the area of personal finance, banking, entrepreneurship, and life skill, I would love the opportunity to speak with you about providing some of these great services for your organization, and especially regarding our high school and college students. I have a great program geared toward financial literacy. We need to make sure that we teach and instill good, sound financial principles within all of our students, and I would love to be able to do that for your students. Now, as I close, often I want you to remember these words regarding your money and your life. Give cheerfully, spend carefully, and invest wisely. Now, I would not be on the show next week. We won't be having a show on next Tuesday. I want to make sure I get that out there. But you can listen to the past episodes. I will be out of town on a little time away, but I will be returning in 2 weeks with a brand new show continuing with the Women in Finances series. So in the meantime, make sure you can go to my website and listen to all the past shows so you can catch up and get to where we are currently. So remember, I will not be having a show on next Tuesday night. So I want to go out with a little music. You know I love smooth jazz music, so we'll be going out with a little bit of Rick Braun. We will talk to you soon. Take care, everyone.